Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have the firebrand General Deborah Tavares here from StopTheCrime.net. I have to make like a 30-second announcement. I just got off with Cody, who's on for half an hour. He'll be on for a full hour next week, just before you, Deborah. We did a video of 2 hours and 6 minutes on 9/11, Oklahoma City and 9/11, and I got to post it up yesterday on Vimeo, but today I got to post it up on YouTube, and it got banned on Facebook. In fact, I can say the actual words that they said when I posted it up and went to Facebook to post it. They said here, "This post goes against our community standards. Only you can see this post because it goes against our standards on nudity or sexual activity." Damn it. God damn it. What the hell? The only thing nude here is a picture of the 9/11 towers dissolving. It says 9/11 Truth Now. There's not even a picture of any nude, including myself in the Speedo at 66, which is not the case. There's nothing there except a picture of Cody Snodgrass's book, Into the Light, and a picture of the article which I posted up with a munitions expert in 98 who was contracted by the Port Authority in New York. So if anybody wants these video links, I have it for YouTube, but if you just simply go to our Vimeo channel, you can watch free the 2-hour and 6-minute total data dump of the spiritual and physical facts about Oklahoma City 9/11. And we are in dire straits. And of course, I'm sure you're going to serve some more dire news, Deborah, this hour, but people need to understand, the fact that they have the nerve to do this means we're ready for them to start doing what's called Megadeth. We're already in the grips of the jaws of the New World Order, and the death camps are coming at us, aren't they?
Well, they absolutely are, and it is certainly upon us faster than any of us realize. Of course, war here with fire in California and Oregon and Washington as well. We're being hit upon with weather weapons, of course. Everyone, of course, realizes that weather weapons is a use of warfare strategies globally. And what we face right now here is unbelievable water shortages and more. When we get to the other side of the top of this break, Dr. Bill, I am going to talk about an economic hitman team and some partners and funders and what is happening and who's behind many of the aspects of bringing in the false policies based on climate change, which is, of course, erroneous. But nonetheless, it's creating this. And we've also going to be talking about Ireland only has, they're claiming, 70 days of water left.
Ireland, so the whole thing, island of Ireland?
Yes. So when we get back at the top of the break, we're going to talk about this, because this is happening now worldwide. It's coming here to California. It's coming to every state. Whether you think you have water or not, you are not. You're going to be swept into the illusion of running out of water. And if they can do it in Ireland successfully, because sadly, Ireland has been heavily sedated with fluoride in the water supply. And in talking to some friends that I know in Ireland, this ban is unbelievable. And I'll go into detail in this ban. You simply won't believe what has happened in Ireland and also in the UK. And we're going to talk about California. And
well, what do you think will happen? What's the population of Ireland? What about 7 or 8 million?
Well, all I can tell you right now is that they have a hose. They have what they call a pipe ban. And in Ireland's vocabulary for us, that is a hose ban. You
right.
can only water certain things that you're allowed to water with a watering can. And there are drones that fly overhead to observe water cheats.
You're
and
kidding.
And there's fines and penalties.
Whoa.
And we'll get into that because this is also now stretching into the UK as well. I also want to talk about the acoustic weapons and or the psychotronics and the frequency warfare weapons that were used in Cuba on the diplomats under heavy denial now through the Department of Defense, as it was recently told to us by a doctor, a neurologist out of UC San Diego, that in fact it was weapons used on these diplomats, not only the American diplomats, but the diplomats from Canada, both in Cuba and in China. Now they're retracting all of this.
And well, who's retracting it? The Department of Defense?
The Department of Defense, yes.
Why are they doing that? Why would they cover up a foreign attack against their diplomats? What's the purpose?
Well, we're being attacked here with our very own rogue government and these agencies. And they certainly don't want people to be frightened with the types of technologies that have been advanced since the 1960s.
But you know what the most dangerous of them all is? Guess what it is? And I'll just lay this out for you. It's 5G network tied to basically voice-to-skull technology for sound, or when they get it down the road, the alphabet of the cortex to be able to transfer directly to your cortex memes and ideas. So right now, voice-to-skull can happen really quickly from your television, your phone, on the 5G network. And you may not even be aware that the phone is doing that to you. What do you think of that?
Well, that, of course, has been happening for a very long time. We've talked often about targeted individuals here, not only in the United States, but everywhere else as well, that have been tortured and traumatized with the use of electromagnetic frequencies, gang-stalked. We have gatekeepers. We have gang stalkers. We have street teams. We have psyops in everything. It's unbelievable what we face here in this country alone. Again, we have shills everywhere, shills. And as I said, gatekeepers and gang stalkers.
No, okay, why do you think they're... Let me ask you some interesting questions because I'm always curious. Why do you think they target specific individuals and not the whole society? Why do you think they're doing it in this layer?
Well, I certainly can suspect this. Certainly in the beginning, it was for the use and technology and to see just what they could do with connecting to our brains. And then they also target people based on what they know to keep them in line. Certainly they'll create assassins out of them. We have on StopTheCrime.net the Aquarius Operations Briefing talking about creating assassins with the use of directed energy weapons. That's on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. There's all kinds of variables, certainly to create consent among populations, which is also a massive level of mind control now, not only with the adulteration of the food, water, air, vaccinations, and every other lethal and detrimental type of inability for us to think. And so when we can't think and we are there, we're there, because if we were able to think, there would be more people acting and talking and saying something. But when we have all the shills and the gatekeepers and the gang stalkers in the thousands and thousands everywhere attacking all of us, we know just how corrupt, how the mind control strategies have already worked. And in the case of Ireland, with such a heavy dosing of fluoride, the Irish people, which have always been known for being very disruptive and certainly not going with the flow, have been brought under submission. Literally, Dr. Bill, these people in Ireland cannot use a hose to water their gardens. They have to use a watering can. And I was talking to some friends in Ireland. They have backaches. They ache. They're hurting. having to try to keep their gardens. And here are some of the restrictions. First of all, it is a fine of about $200. That's what it equates to in our money. But the restrictions, you cannot use a hose. Now, they call it a hose pipe. That is the same thing in our verbiage, our vocabulary, as a hose, a plastic hose. So the restrictions are you can't use a hose to water your garden. You can only use a watering can. The same thing applies. You can't use a hose for cleaning your vehicle, your private vehicle. You can't use a hose for watering your plants or domestic or non-commercial premises using a hose.
Wow.
We're going to discuss this more because this is so outrageous that the people would comply to the reality. We have primary water. We're not running out. Water is a renewable.
Right. Amazing. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Welcome back, and please continue.
Deborah, Dr. Bill, what we're really talking about here with restrictions of landscaping and greenery, and I'm going to continue to go down the ban that Ireland and the UK have against watering right now, use of water. It's a hose pipe ban in our vocabulary. Again, that's the use of hoses. But keep in mind, this is creating earth suffocation because they're saying we have to restrict water because of climate change and the conditions of drought, etc., which, of course,
right,
has all been artificially created by the elimination and reduction of plants and the idea that we've got to reduce CO2. We're literally suffocating ourselves on this planet. But having said that, let's talk about some of the bans in Ireland and the UK. And the fact that we know that people are already psychologically engineered into accepting the audacity of false realities, and that's what we are in, a false reality. The idea that water is running out is insanity, and people that go along, I can say to you, are very dangerous. We're living in a very vast, increasing arena of dangerous people that are being psychologically influenced into a false reality. So let's continue what thousands of people in Ireland are doing. I can say to you that I understand that when Ireland was imposing and requiring the wireless water meters to be deployed on people's homes, the Irish people, they called it the water fairies. They were dismantling those meters. Before the meters were required, Ireland was not charging people for water. They always have been known to have a lot of water. So I'm understanding right now in a number of areas those meters have been dismantled. So at least the Irish people have that fight that many of them have been engaged in. But I can say that with the drones overhead to surveil water cheats. That's what it's called, water cheats. So let's talk about further restrictions of the use of hoses. So you've got to remember, everything that I'm telling you right now, you can water, but you have to water with a watering can. So people are not watering their lawns. People are sneaking out at night watering, but obviously when the drones overhead see greenery that looks and appears as there have been excessive water use, they're then reported. So let's go on with what you can't water with a hose and what you can water with a watering can. You can water a park with a watering can. You can water gardens open to the public with watering cans. You can water a lawn with a watering can. You can water other green spaces with a watering can. And they say an area of grass used for sport or recreation, you can water with a watering can. They say a garden does not include, because that's a definition of a garden, under the new terminology and the restrictions of watering with hoses. So here's what you can water with a hose. You can water agricultural land, and you can water temporary gardens or flower displays. You can water plants that are in an indoor pot or in the ground under cover. And this is the definition of the hose ban in the UK. This is in effect now. So let's talk about this further, because this is literally jaw-dropping. It's headed here, occurring here in the United States, in the sense that restrictions are coming in. So we're going to be able to see how much ecological programming has already been successful here in the United States and how compliant people are to a false reality. And it's happening here in the U.S. because we've been massively inundated with psychotronic weapons for mass mind control. Check, they've accomplished the majority of that. They've poisoned us substantially so we're not able to think on every level. So we look at the UK, for example. They say that their cracking infrastructure is making the UK's hose pipe ban way worse. And this is in July of 2018. And they go on to tell us that the UK has a water security problem. With severe droughts, they say, planned over the next 30 years, it could mean swaths of UK households that have water supplies cut off for extended periods of time. Now, keep in mind, we have primary water. Water is a renewable. Go to primarywater.org and understand water. The wealthy certainly know they're not going to be subjugated to this absolute deprivation of water. The current heat wave, they say, in the UK has exaggerated and exacerbated the potential future problems of water. They go on to say that from August of 2018, 7 million people in the northeast of England will be subject to a hose pipe ban. That's a hose ban issued by the water supplier United Utilities. Those living around Manchester, Liverpool, Blackpool, Lancaster, and other areas won't be able to water gardens, clean their cars, fill up domestic swimming. Now, wait a minute. You can use watering cans to fill up your domestic swimming pool, and you can't clean patios and with hoses. The aim of the hose pipe ban, they say, is to safeguard essential supplies, and it follows a similar ban introduced in Ireland at the end of June. They go on to say the UK is famously wet, and windy collection of isles normally has plenty of water. But climate change, okay? Climate change is putting huge pressure on water supplies. They go on to say that back in April of 2012, when seven water companies across the southeast of England put restrictions on water usage of 20 million people, which was around one-third of the population. So I want to tell you that that was just a drill for creating the idea of water scarcity. They have been drilling us into the illusion that we have scarce water resources, and we don't. They've been pot-shotting different aspects of reduced water access for a very long time. So now they've got hose pipe bans. They've carried it further because they've proven that they've scared people into the illusion of climate change and limited water resources. So here's, again, what's going on in the UK and, of course, in Ireland as well. This is coming here to the United States, but it's coming in a different way, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But they go on to say that the use of hoses is designed to protect emergency water supplies and keep reservoirs at the levels needed for sustained periods of hot weather and potential water shortages. Academics have questioned whether the hose pipe bans are even effective. If things get really, really, really bad, water companies can apply for drought permits, allowing them to control the supply of water. United Utilities has applied for a drought order to remove more water from the different water companies. So that's what they're doing. So let's talk about this in further detail, because they've got snitch neighborhood.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and Deborah, there is a solution to this. Primary water, Paul Power, of course, primary water has various technologies he uses, including dowsing rods and other technology, to find primary water. He's been very successful for, I think, close to 60 years. You can also use torsion field gravitonic imaging from not only satellites, but ground, which is beyond ground penetrating
radar. Well, Dr. Bill, I need to add a few things to this conversation, which is extremely important. Because there's more to than just locating where you would drill. It's
right.
The drillers being aware, number one, that they're going for primary water, which they're not. And just like regular MDs, regular MDs don't treat a problem. Just like drillers don't know how to find primary water and create a borehole that will be inducive of bringing in the primary water from the fractures that come into the boreholes. Generally, a well driller is taught. You drill for water, you hit it, you sleeve it, and you gravel pack it, set a pump, and you're done. That's
exactly
not the way that you do it. We have not been taught the right well drilling procedures to enhance the water when we are able to get to the fractures where the water comes in from those fractures that is below the atmospheric level of aquifer containment, groundwater
right.
containment. So it is a bigger situation than people realize, and it is something that does need to be known. We have to get to water because, as you can see just by my telling you what's happening in Ireland and in England and what is happening here in Southern California with the ban on private well drilling that was announced out of Santa Monica, California, in waiting and seeing what their groundwater allotment strategy is going to be. Right here now in Northern California, in my town here, where we're on fire in Northern California, water is being taken. They've come into the cities now with this groundwater allotment scheme, sustainability scheme, saying that the cities have to buy an allotment from the water they've been using for decades, forever. And that in one city, a very small city that is on a very tight budget, they said, and has always had plenty of water and free use of their water from their wells, has been now told that they will have to pay $2 million to buy an allotment of their water that they had always been using. The city is falling for the illusion that we're running out of water and that they have to buy an allotment. So now they've gone in with Rothschild, a.k.a. Rockefeller, into a water-robbing scheme, and they're literally agreeing that they're going to have to buy an allotment, but they're pooling this allotment with some other nearby cities. And thereby, they're agreeing and they're putting all of us in these cities by these mayors that are entrapping us in global agendas of death. This is what is happening. And we're going to talk about this as I wrap up water, because I'm looking at the time I have left, and I've got to divulge something huge. So, again, I want to talk about water in California. Certainly, I've discussed the groundwater or the ban using hoses in the UK and in Ireland and only being able to use water in cans. Well, let's talk about further applications of reduction of water in California. Now, this is going to happen in all the states. I was talking to some friends just recently. They're telling me that California is specifically under attack. No. Every state is under attack. Whatever type of weather weapon is deployed right now, we have hurricanes being directed to absolutely decimate some other states right now as we're talking. We have new ongoing fires here in Northern California. Our main access on I-5 is still closed down, both north and south, putting a tremendous financial hit into southern Oregon, into areas where they typically have large gatherings this time of the year, fairs and festivals, etc. People can't get there. So we're having and suffering an enormous economic hit. This is the economic hitman team of Rothschild and Company and Rockefeller and the whole cabal. So we're going to talk about, again, the water here in California. The water agencies are implementing to regulate our wetlands. So what does that look like? They're going to be managing groundwater recharge basins and irrigation ponds and seasonal creeks. Seasonal creeks, folks. So if you're on a seasonal creek or you're near a body of water, the California regulatory programs are going to come in to protect our water. Now, as they said in the UK, which I didn't say, the water agencies are going to harness neighbors to report on neighbors for overuse of water. They say they're relying on the citizens to do the right thing, and if they don't, they'll take reports from neighbors. The same thing was initiated here during some of the drought ordinances that came here in California a couple of years ago, where they had neighbors reporting on neighbors. In fact, they had an app where you could literally drive through a neighborhood. If you saw any surface water flowing off of concrete walks or so forth into gutters or running off at all, or even overwatering, the appearance of overwatering, all your neighbor has to do is take a photograph of that crime and the address and punch it in anonymously to code enforcement. So this is where we are headed. This is where we are headed. So right now they're looking at a permitting program for monitoring wetlands, seasonal creeks. Now let me describe what this looks like from my personal experience of managing a creek. There are many creeks here in Northern California that flood in the winter when they hit us with too much water. The roads flood, making it impossible for us to drive through. Large trees get jammed up on the roadway, and the way ingress and egress in and out of some areas is difficult, at sometimes not even possible. Those creeks are managed by levels of bureaucracy, including the California Fish and Wildlife. To get in and clean the silt out of some of these creeks takes multi months to get the appropriate permits, with huge cost to get these permits and the plans drawn to get in and simply clean out the silt. And in our cases here in Northern California, the berry bushes that grow wild everywhere, and they're clogging up our streams, they're clogging up the normal flow of what used to be able to exit before Luther Burbank, that created this horrific explosion of wild berries that's clogging up our waterways up here. Luther Burbank did this to us. While he's acclaimed for many amazing types of plants, engineering them to be something they're not and creating other kinds of things, which of course Santa Rosa is very proud to discuss, the engineering of all plants, we are absolutely decimated by these berries. And the birds, of course, carry it around. We're in trouble. So now we have the water agencies looking to regulate the wetlands. We have now the plans coming in for groundwater allotment schemes here, not only in California. But let's talk about what's really happening behind closed doors. We have the hitman team, as I like to talk about. Many players are in the hitman team of Rothschild, Rockefeller. So we're going to go over the list. But let's talk about the vision of the hitman team and how they're working with the climate action plans and the resilient plans after we are hit with their weather weapons. Okay, I want to say this. This morning on the radio, they told us here in Northern California, they're starting up their emergency alert program. And when we get to the other side of this break, you're going to be aghast at what they're telling us.
Yeah, in other words, you can last 4 minutes without oxygen. You can last a day without water. If you take the water, you're first going to get dehydrated, and then you're going to get starved and dead.
That's right. And we're going to talk about who's doing it when we get back on the other side of this break, Dr. Bill.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. We have lots more info from Deborah. Deborah, we need to do some probably a simulcast someday, either after the show. Most likely the best would be this weekend on a Saturday. That way we can kind of go through it. Look, go to your website, go to other documents and so
on. Okay, so let me jump into this with the few minutes we have left in the show. Again,
sure.
This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. We are exposing a huge global network that is taking place in large cities all over the world. And I'm going to get into this more on our next Monday show, Dr. Bill, but I'm going to discuss it briefly now because everyone needs to understand who is involved, what people are involved, under what umbrellas of this involvement. So they're coming into all of our cities to bring in climate change by developing and implementing policies and programs that generate measurable reductions of greenhouse gas emissions to reduce climate risks. We know This is all false. We know that what is happening is weather weapons. We are at war. Here in Sonoma County, they tell us Sonoma County strong, Sonoma County resilient. Now it's America strong, okay, because they're hitting us with weapons everywhere. This morning they talked about our evacuation message. The evacuation message here is ready, set, go, evacuate. They're starting alerts tonight. They're telling us that they cannot stop these fires. They're too hot, too fast, and the only thing they can do is just manage the safety and welfare of people and get people out of the way.
Yeah, but you know that's not true, right?
But I've got to get into this.
We can expand on that in the week if we get more details, but
well,
they don't
even get into things like setting up back roads
or fire breaks or anything. So even just regular forest management is not handled properly. They could be done 40 years
ago. So let's talk about the funders and partners that are in all of the cities, and they're coming into our cities through our mayors, through our city councils. They are having mayors' meetings in Paris, where they are interconnecting mayors to bring in these life-suffocating false science and policies. Let's talk about who some of these people are and who some of the foundations are. The Clinton Foundation. They're working in the partnership to bring down our cities, and was started by the Clinton Foundation. And we're going to talk in greater detail because we're going to need to break into each one of these things more. We have ARUP, and it is an independent professional services consortium that delivers innovative and sustainable solutions in a broad range of disciplines. And this firm is literally going and coming into all of our cities through global organizations, and they're exchanging knowledge and ideas to quickly bring in all climate change profitability. Let's look at the OAK Foundation. It commits its resources to address issues of global social and environmental concern. Let's look at City Foundation. Yes, City Foundation. The City Foundation is in support of climate finance activities with the goal of helping cities lower their carbon emissions and reducing impacts of climate change. So their city is using its resources in support of suffocating us off of this planet. Let's look at Novo Nordisk, NovoNordisk. In late 2015, Novo Nordisk formed a research-based partnership aimed at ensuring that green policies in cities are going to be beneficial to the environment and the health of urban cities under a mass collaboration of organizations. Let's move to MasterCard. MasterCard, as a technology leader, is committed to being a driving force in the public sector to make cities better and make cities better cities. To demonstrate this commitment, MasterCard funds the Mobility Management Network, which seeks to support cities in delivering strategies and measures that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by improving customer experience in transit and in making public transit more attractive and easier to use. Let's talk about who else is involved in this. It's funded by the UK government. Listen to this. The UK government, through the Department of Business, Energy and Industrial, the BEIS, all caps, BEIS, brings together responsibilities for business, industrial strategy, science, energy, and climate change. Let's continue. Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Denmark. Okay, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Denmark is working and operating globally to work for Denmark's interests and values in relation to the surrounding world in a manner that furthers the freedom, security, and welfare of Danes in a more peaceful and just world, with development of economic growth for all. They go on to say how they are a global network to enhance and bring down greenhouse gas emissions. City Alliance is a global partnership for the promotion of cities in poverty reduction and sustainable development. When they say poverty reduction, Dr. Bill, I want to tell you what I have found in these groups. They're going in to what they define as disadvantaged areas that do not have authorization to be there. We're talking about what often we see photographs in India and other countries where people are living in real poverty. They're going to be relocating all of these impoverished communities into cities they believe are fit for people to live in, because they claim that those locations were never permitted in the first place. So they're relocating global populations, fully disengaging people that, while by our standards would be impoverishment, and certainly
you mean like Bangladesh? I mean,
absolutely. They're relocating these third world and I'm not suggesting that bringing a better life to people isn't a good thing, but when you force relocation, just as we know, the Deagle .com website tells us that the genocide by 2025 is largely going to be as a result of relocating people from the rural country areas and their communities into areas that they are being forced to be moved into. We're seeing that happen right now in Venezuela. We know that there's over 550,000 and 4,000 a day rushing into Ecuador. I've got friends in southern Ecuador, and the refugees are already there in southern Ecuador. Many good and decent fleeing people, but also many hungry, desperate people. Crime is escalating now in Ecuador. We see the same thing now happening in Argentina. The economic hitman groups are everywhere, and they're right here in the United States with the use of
Do you think they're going to displace some rural Americans from their place?
Absolutely. That is the goal. They're doing it right now. They're burning out communities. I don't know where thousands of people have gone since the October fires in 2017. I can tell you that just a few days ago, we went to a homeless encampment, and we filmed it. We're going to have that up on StopTheCrime.net on our video channel. Go to our YouTube channel. You're going to see the footage. We interviewed a number of homeless people that are as a result of the fires. Rents have gone up. They can't even afford to rent. So they've got RVs, but they're not allowed to park anywhere. The city has not provided any permanent place for these people. It is unbelievable the conditions that these people are living in. But let's get back to these organizations and people. The Ford Foundation. Now, I see that we're at the end of the show. When we come back, or maybe we'll do a simulcast as you suggest, this is breaking news. This is huge. This
what we're going to do is we'll go to your website, we'll do a simulcast, see 10 minutes after the show is finished. That way we can just go to your site, and I'll call you, and we'll do a quick simulcast and post it up on Vimeo.
Well, within the next 24 hours or so, because I'm in the deep here. So everybody,
if you can't do it today, then we'll do it after the show.
Yeah. Everyone, take care. Be safe. Please stay tuned. Listen to my show with Dr. Deagle every Monday at 2. And go to StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube channel.
Absolutely. Amazing stuff. So, Deborah, I'm not sure. If you can't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow after the show. How's that?
That sounds good. Everybody, look forward to this. This is huge, huge information.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.